News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, another warm start to your early spring on this Wednesday. 70 degrees now at our studios. Dr. Bill has more on our forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, Kane's got the traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore. No fog to worry about this morning, and it's a good ride from the 1065 split heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks. Some people use them for sanding. They're also looking for extra bleach. The hospital's asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. Call 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday morning. We'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams for a full forecast coming up around 6:35. Also, Jeff Poore on the way after 8 o'clock, plus this census, which is still going on, y'all, and the issues facing Alabama. In short, we risk losing a congressional seat because of a couple things, what's being done in other states, who's being counted in the census in places like Texas and California. In addition, we the people of Alabama, last time we did this with the census, only 72% of people filled out their census. And no matter what stats come out of the state, how many residents are in the state, the census only looks at the census figures, and that's how they apportion representation in our system. And we failed last time. Let's not fail again. It is super critical for our state. We have an interview with Deborah Kennedy coming up at 8:35. She's going to tell us some of the stats out there and some of the things being done, hopefully, to avoid a repeat of 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. All right, obviously a big deal as well as in Washington. They made a deal, Congress passing trillions in aid for individuals and businesses. Senate hopefully will take that official vote today, and they may not actually have to vote. There's a nuance here. If they can find a unanimous, if it's unanimous, then they don't actually have to come into the Senate chambers to vote it through.
Okay.
And with with positive cases of senators and now members of the House, they're trying to keep those folks away from all pressing the deal to vote and all that stuff to keep them socially distanced. So if they get a unanimous consent, this could pass today with the Senate actually without them actually coming in.
Yeah,
chambers.
We've talked a little bit about Senator Paul, who yes. did test positive for the coronavirus. I know Mitt Romney and Senator Lee, both from Utah, were both in self-quarantine as well. Mitt Romney yesterday said he tested negative, but will, I guess, remain in quarantine. I believe that's what he said.
And I guess you could say, well, it could still be an incubation period or something like mm-hmm. that. But I would.
Yeah, his
wait a second.
Tweet
no,
yesterday.
if he tested negative and then he doesn't get around anybody else, then he is negative.
Well,
at
he
that
said,
point, right?
He said yesterday, thankfully, I've tested negative for COVID-19. Nevertheless, guidance from my physician, consistent with the CDC guidelines, requires me to remain in quarantine as the test does not rule out the onset of symptoms during the 14-day period. So that was from Mitt Romney yesterday. And we were talking about, well, why can't they pass an amendment and let these senators, during these
super weird times,
why not let them vote? But they voted that down yesterday, or at least they denied allowing that to happen. But thankfully, they were able to at least agree on something last night.
I mean, they had NASCAR race the other day. on a video game platform. Yeah. Can't we have the Senate vote in absentia doing it online?
You would think so.
Oh, well. All right. But it just, so if you test negative and you know you're at that point that they give you the test, you're negative. Now, yes, if you go touch a surface, be around, so you could be infected the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that and you stay, it's like a vacation. So
yeah.
If you can come up with the cash to get the test, right? For, you go $3,000, I've heard, or so for the private facility test. You get the test, you come up negative. Then you just get a vacation?
I guess. Yeah. Would you want to go back to the Senate? I don't think Romney wanted to.
So he's going to take a little time off.
I guess so.
All right. God bless him. Also, the market sure liked the news yesterday. The best day for Wall Street in 12 years. Actually, the largest as a percentage jump since 1933
mm-hmm.
for the stock market. What a day.
Yeah, and it has to be the first time that within 1 week you had the largest fall and the largest rise for the
yes.
market. I'm not even looking in the record books. I'm going to say that had to be the first time.
Absolutely. I would not look either. I think you're correct on that. At the same time, we all got asked this question, is it sustainable for the market? Well, watch what it does today. Also coming up in sports.
Well, Tom Brady was introduced to his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, on a press conference call yesterday, and the 2020 Summer Olympics that were set for Tokyo have officially been postponed. I'll let you know the official news on that coming up in sports.
All right. We'll also talk about revenue projections. You know, the COVID-19 story is one of a virus and healthcare issues. It's also a big one when it comes to the economy. There was a, in the city council meeting yesterday, Finance Director Paul Wesch laid out what he thought the revenue would look like going forward over the next couple of months, and it's pretty tough, the story he painted, story he told yesterday. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And on the national front, President Trump said he is wanting us to be back to work by Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Now the president's willing to let the experts extend the time for allowing Americans to avoid interaction beyond the 15 days to slow the spread of coronavirus. President Trump, however, says he wants the nation, especially away from those hotspots, to be back to work in less than a month. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The president insists there is no reason to keep the country on virtual lockdown. On a Fox News Channel town hall,
we can socially distance ourselves and go to work, and you'll have to work a little bit harder. You can clean your hands five times more than you used to.
But now in that Fox News program, we have a goal date for reopening the country, as the president puts it.
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. It's such an important day for other reasons.
Mr. Trump adds he wants the nation raring to go by that time, which is April 12. In the middle of the administration's own 15 days to stop the spread campaign, President Trump, in a Fox News Channel virtual town hall event, anxious to see what happens in a week.
And we'll assess at that time, and we'll give it some more time if we need a little more time. But we have to open this country. Well,
with the economy grinding to a halt on Fox News Channel, the president expands on his remarks that keeping the nation practically closed could be worse than the coronavirus death toll.
But you're going to lose more people by putting a country into a massive recession or depression. You're going to have suicides by the thousands. You're going to have instability.
An old saying now being used by the president to spread optimism for a new danger.
There's tremendous hope as we look forward and we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The president defended the idea of America's economy moving again by Easter. Even the churches would want people packed in pews that holy day. Lydia, infectious disease expert on the task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, did not dismiss that outright as being unrealistic in certain parts of the U.S.
The areas of the country that are not hotspots, that are not going through the terrible ordeal that New York and California and Washington State are going through, they still have a window of being able to contain.
It may be hard for the U.S. economy to rebound quickly when its largest city and surrounding towns are under attack by the virus.
We remain deeply concerned about New York City and the New York metro area. About 56% of all the cases in the United States are coming out of that metro area, and 60% of all the new cases.
Nearly one-third of the deaths also. And with millions living in that area, Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birks is warning anybody who left there to avoid spreading it to other states.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days.
Financial centers have largely gone to telework and trading. Bob Costantini, The White House.
615 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And what about the situation back here at home? The numbers shape up this way. Alabama now up to 217 COVID-19 cases. Mobile County, 5 cases. Baldwin County at 4 cases. And Washington County remains at 1 case.
Yeah, I think there was an update past that. Not long after that. We're up to 242.
Okay, there it is. I'm sorry. I'm reading the old update. Thank you. 242, 6. Okay. Mobile County, 6 cases. Baldwin County, 4 cases. Washington County, 1 case.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to pick the right update. And as this stuff updates constantly.
As a country, we are now, we're about to pass Italy for the second most cases in the world.
Yeah, but that's not per capita.
Right, per capita.
We're like way bigger than Italy.
That's right. Italy is way ahead per capita.
I think Italy's 60 million, if I'm right. We're 353.
Yeah, that's right. 60 okay. million in Italy. But we've now got, according to the latest update, nearly 55,000 cases across America, and there have been 784 deaths. Now, we keep seeing this spike in daily new cases, and that's because it is being transmitted, but more than anything, it's because more tests are being rolled out every single day. And yesterday alone, there were 11,100 new cases. But we want to see the number of deaths dropping, obviously, from day to day. And yesterday, by far, the highest number of daily deaths, 225 in America yesterday.
All right. Talk more about this and more about what Congress voted on yesterday and what it might mean to you. What kind of assistance is coming for individuals? What kind of assistance is coming for business? We'll do a breakdown on that. And speaking of business, too, I'll say this. The individual Waffle House location that is right next to our studios, within, let's say 250 yards, to 250, 270 from here.
Yeah, you could easily get a 3-wood there.
Yeah, 3-wood to the Waffle House. That Waffle House has been closed to people coming in, but they've had the signage up front that says call for takeout orders, and they've written it along the front windows there. I would call to get more information, but, you know, they never answer the phone at that.
Hopefully
that,
they are now.
That Waffle House. But Waffle House National announced yesterday they will be closing hundreds of restaurants as COVID-19 cases grow across the United States. More on that coming up with WKRG News 618. We'll be right back.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Centers for Disease Control report more than 44,000 cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. 544 people have died. In Alabama, there are 242 cases, up 45 since yesterday. The Mobile County Health Department reports 3 new cases, bringing the total to 6. Baldwin County now has 1 new case, bringing that total to 4. On Tuesday, we learned one of the Mobile County patients is a USA Health employee. One father we spoke with said he was told his son was cared for by the nurse in the hospital on March 7th. He says his son is now isolated within the NICU. In Mississippi Tuesday, Governor Tate Reeves issued an executive order to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. There are 320 reported cases in the state. The order bans gatherings of 10 or more, including church services, weddings, and funerals. Restaurants will go to drive-through and delivery only. A local Catholic school will be closing its doors at the end of the year. St. Vincent de Paul in Tillman's Corner is being closed due to declining enrollment. The school opened in 1976. Its enrollment this year, just 74 students. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checkingoffer. PNC Bank. make today the day. Virtual Wallet is a registered trademark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
.621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially been postponed. Yesterday, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach agreed to postpone the Tokyo Olympics by about a year. The opening ceremony had been planned for July 24th. According to a joint statement from Abe and the IOC, the World Health Organization had consulted with both parties on Tuesday. There will be a major financial hit for all parties involved. According to ESPN, the organizers of Tokyo 2020 estimate the cost to be roughly $12.6 billion, while other experts have put that figure closer to $25 billion. The delay will also impact the billions that are spent by sponsors and broadcasters. In NFL news, general managers have recommended that the NFL draft, which is scheduled for April 23rd through the 25th, be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the league still plans to stick to its original schedule. With concern that there won't be enough time for player physicals, meetings, and other testing, the GM subcommittee voted 6-1 to approve the recommendation. Schefter reports that the league still has time to make a decision, but that the consensus among owners and the league office is for the draft to go on as scheduled. The Carolina Panthers released quarterback Cam Newton on Tuesday. As the former MVP continues to rehab from foot surgery, he had a physical in Atlanta on Monday that was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency. According to ESPN, Newton passed the physical and is healthy. Before Newton's release, Carolina signed former New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a 3-year deal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially introduced new quarterback Tom Brady in a conference call with reporters on Tuesday.
I'm going to do everything I can to do the best I possibly can, and I'm just excited to embrace this opportunity and see it for what it is.
Brady thanked head coach Bruce Arians, GM Jason Licht, and the Glazer family, who owns the team.
I obviously have a ton of trust and respect for Coach Arians, for what Jason and what he's done to build the team and organization as it is now. And, I'm thankful to the Glazer family to give me an opportunity.
Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians said that he's excited to have Brady on the team.
He makes everyone better that walks into that huddle, and really just excited to get started.
Brady won 6 Super Bowls in 20 years with the New England Patriots before signing a 2-year, $50 million deal with Tampa last week. And in baseball news, New York Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard set to undergo Tommy John surgery this week. The right-hander has a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his pitching elbow. 6:24, that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
A fine Cabernet is a drink. But not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the loaded CBD traffic center, still looking at accident-free conditions so far this morning. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, but light traffic along 98 from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department and State Troopers again are clear. Family-owned and operated Bama Flooring in Summerdale remove and install all types of flooring, including hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile, and carpet. Call 989-9991 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday, and lots to do on today's show. We'll be checking in with Jeff Poor coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Deborah Kennedy talking about the census coming up and what effects the threats of COVID-19 could have on people dealing with that census worker coming up to the house. What about the census workers that have to get out and knock on doors when people haven't filled out their census card? We'll talk about that coming up, and also the importance of this to the state of Alabama. I've been preaching on this for years now, and it's happening, well, now. We have a chance of losing a congressional seat. It would be a very big blow to the state of Alabama. I think we need to do everything we can to live up to our side of the bargain, that is to have 100% of us fill out the census so we get credit for the people that are here in Alabama. That's key. Mm-hmm. I think people think this is not like a real thing that could happen, but they reapportion seats in Congress. They do this based on population, and we cannot afford to lose a congressional district. We're already limited with 7 compared to other states. If we go to 6, it's going to be a bad thing. So we'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us and break down what it means, what they will sign off on in the Senate today, how much money it means for you and your business.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports now 242 cases of COVID-19 in the state. With limited testing available, 6 people have tested positive in Mobile County, 4 in Baldwin County. There's still just 1 case in Washington County. In Florida, 1,467 cases and 20 deaths have been reported. Escambia County has 13, Okaloosa 14, Santa Rosa now up to 6 with 1 death, and Walton County has 10 cases. In Mississippi, 320 have coronavirus. 1 person has died. George County has 1 case. Meanwhile, 24 people have tested positive in Harrison County and 10 in Jackson County. Waffle House announced Tuesday it will be closing hundreds of restaurants as COVID-19 cases grow across the U.S. The Georgia-based chain, known for staying open 24 hours a day all year long, will be closing about 365 locations. A tornado ripped through North Mississippi near the Alabama state line. The National Weather Service reports a tornado touched down about 5:30 Tuesday. So far, no injuries reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
All right, talking shop with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I'm spending more time at home, like so many people are, identifying more things in our yard that we want to fix. I know you can help me.
Well, yeah, we certainly can. We're here to help.
I want a design. I want a more livable space for the Sullivans. How do I even start that process with you?
Well, you would start by just reaching out and setting up an appointment with one of our designers. I mean, and you can reach out online or social media or a phone call. But from there, we come out and we just get an idea of what you're looking for and what you're looking to do with the space. Do you want to entertain? Do you want more usable space? Do you want to screen someone out? We can do lots of different things. And we really can go from just taking a photo and sketching it up for you there on site, or we can take it back and get a full-fledged AutoCAD plan.
Which means we know what it's going to look like before y'all even get started.
You'll even know what the budget is.
I love it. All right, how do we get in touch?
Well, sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hey, this is Sean, and I host a couple shows here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm also one of the owners of this station, and because of that, I feel like I'm in a unique position to be a voice for local small business. Our station works hard to be a voice for coastal Alabama, just like our advertisers work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Local small business provides more jobs to more of your friends and family than any other class of employer. So I'm asking the favor of you for all of us. Shop local with the businesses that are vital to our local economy. Thanks for your help, and we'll all get through this together.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we're not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Special report, coronavirus update. It took until 1 a.m. on Capitol Hill, but all sides, the White House, Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats, finally reached an agreement to move ahead on the $2 trillion stimulus bill. Of importance to many Americans, money which will go directly to them, as Christine Romans reports.
It's not just a one-time check. It's a check that is a recurring check, so people have more stability for that. And we know from research that jobless benefits tend to be things that go right into the economy right away. So that's a $250 billion for that. Also, they're loosening some of the restrictions. So for people who are like furloughed, for example, who will be able to more easily get those checks than under prior rules.
The full Senate should vote today, with the timing of the expected House approval uncertain. The bill also includes oversight wanted by Democrats over $500 billion going to bail out hard-hit industries. After yesterday's record-breaking gain, stock futures are showing modest losses this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The U.S. and Europe saw record declines in business activity in March as economic activity slowed around the world due to measures aimed at containing the coronavirus. Data firm IHS Markit said its Composite Purchasing Managers Index for the U.S., an aggregate measure of activity in the manufacturing and service sectors, dropped to 40.5 in March from 49.6 in February. That was a record low. The surveys of purchasing managers, which have a good record of measuring economic activity, point to large drops in output and big job losses in some of the world's largest economies. Chevron is slashing its 2020 capital spending plan by 20%, or about $4 billion. Chevron says its goal is to lower run rate operating costs by more than $1 billion as it confronts plummeting petroleum demand and an oil price rout. Chevron is the latest major energy company to axe its spending to shore up its balance sheet. Crude oil trading at $24.13 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another warm start here in the 70s. What's the day hold for us?
Well, Sean, we've got a cold front. It's kind of a weak cold front moving down through Alabama this morning. And it's really not going to make it to the coast. And it doesn't look like it's going to produce any kind of shower activity. So we're going to have another warm day today. In fact, even warmer than yesterday. Yesterday we got up to 82. Looks like about 85 for this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. Tonight it'll be mostly clear, and we could see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow that front that will come down into the southern portion of Alabama will then turn and move back to the north as a warm front. And we're going to stay with 80s again tomorrow, around 85, perhaps even 86 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now for the rest of the week and the weekend, for Friday, mostly sunny skies. We'll get into at least low 80s. Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend, be partly cloudy, about 85. And then another front, another cold front moves in. And this one looks like it will make it all the way to the coast, so even though it'll be partly cloudy and 85 on Saturday night we'll see a few showers. And then on Sunday, Just a slight chance of a shower, and skies will be mostly cloudy on Sunday. We'll still be in the low 80s, but then Monday and Tuesday we will drop down into the 70s, and with a chance of showers both days. So we will see some cooler air come in, but not until Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, watching that front you were talking about look like a tornado at the Alabama-Mississippi line up in North Alabama.
Yeah, it sure did. It did produce some activity up along the Tennessee border and also south of Florence late yesterday. But the support for any kind of thunderstorm activity is decreasing, and so by the time that front gets down into the southern portion of Alabama, it'll be very, very weak and have little effect.
All right, Dr. Bill, also remind folks if they've yet to pick up their Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, maybe a good time if they're grab a copy and go quarantine, read through it.
Oh, yeah. West Marine here in Mobile have copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and the Autocraft Collision Center. And you can also stop by Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, as we talk about what was decided on, agreed on last night in Washington, what should be voted on by the Senate today, and this this bill that will bring money to Americans here in the form of small business and small business loans, also individual checks. We'll talk to Congressman Bradley Byrne coming up at noon today on Midday Mobile, get a breakdown on that, what it looks like here in AL. 637, we'll check traffic next.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Virtual Wallet is a registered trademark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC.
Look, I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Good morning for the Hooters Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department now on the scene of an accident off the Dolphin Street exit ramp to northbound 65. It's without injury. State troopers are clear, and it's still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Ford, no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Heads up, too, if you've spent an hour too many at the house now deciding what needs to be done around the house, maybe getting the junk out of your way has come up. Yeah, you see the piles of yard waste that has been piled up. But what about stuff inside your house, stuff that's not clippings of crepe myrtles and azaleas and boxwoods and all that kind of stuff, that's not piles of leaves? No, you've got stuff inside your house or around your house that you need to get rid of. That junk, well, I've got a guy who can help you out. That's my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, he's been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. They are specialists on getting rid of junk. So you've identified it, right? You've looked around the house. You've figured out the junk you need gone. Now you take the next step. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You'll make an appointment a specific day, specific time. The crew shows up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get that junk gone. So it could be big stuff. It could be swing sets. It could be garden sheds. It could be just boxes from inside the house. It could be a storage unit you're looking to get rid of as well. Check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. I want to talk a little bit about the money surrounding the question on coronavirus and what was discussed in yesterday's Mobile City Council meeting. I played a lot of that yesterday during the midday show, and you can go back and check out that podcast. Plus, we'll talk about it in the 8 o'clock hour. But here's a little clip. Here's Finance Director Paul Wesch and a little bit of what he had to say to the Mobile City Council about the revenues going forward or lack thereof.
They took the position, and we think it's reasonable, that for the foreseeable future, we will see about a 20% decrease in retail sales tax, an 80% drop in restaurant sales tax, and a 20% occupancy in our hotels. To give you a little reference, we do know anecdotally that our hotels are looking today at about a 6 to 12% occupancy rate. Hotels are not shut down. Their restaurants may be, other meeting rooms may be, but the nightly occupancy is still there. We think that as travelers adapt more completely to auto travel as opposed to air, that our occupancy rates will trend up a little bit, but we don't have reason to doubt what the Comptroller of New York said about that extending to the end of the year.
Look at a situation in municipal levels, state levels, where we're so based on sales tax. Another part of this Corona story is going to be what happens to budgets going forward at those levels. And we'll keep our eye on that. Talk more about that with you at 343-0106. News is next.
This is Angelo with Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. We know that a lot of folks are worrying about COVID-19, and even more of us are worrying about how it's going to affect our income and cash flow. Now remember, at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, we do buy unwanted gold and sterling silver jewelry, sterling silver flatware, coin collections, currency collections, and more. And during this time of concern, if you have a coin collection or jewelry collection but do not want to leave the house and go out in public, give us a call at 251-725-1590. We'll try to come out to you and make that purchase in the safety and security of your own home. There are many items we are actually paying over spot on, so give us a call. Now, if you're looking to buy gold and silver bullion, we have gold and silver bullion in stock and readily available. We have limited supplies, but more is on the way. So remember, let's all keep our spirits up and don't panic. Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2, online at mobilebaycoins.com or follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Centers for Disease Control report more than 44,000 cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. 544 people have died. In Alabama, there are 242 cases, up 45 since yesterday. The Mobile County Health Department reports 3 new cases, bringing the total to 6. Baldwin County now has 1 new case, bringing that total to 4. On Tuesday, we learned one of the Mobile County patients is a USA Health employee. One father we spoke with said he was told his son was cared for by the nurse in the hospital on March 7th. He says his son is now isolated within the NICU. In Mississippi Tuesday, Governor Tate Reeves issued an executive order to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. There are 320 reported cases in the state. The order bans gatherings of 10 or more, including church services, weddings, and funerals. Restaurants will go to drive-through and delivery only. A local Catholic school will be closing its doors at the end of the year. St. Vincent de Paul in Tillman's Corner is being closed due to declining enrollment. The school opened in 1976. Its enrollment this year, just 74 students. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially now been postponed. Yesterday, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach agreed to postpone the Tokyo Olympics by about 1 year. The opening ceremony had been planned for July 24th. According to a joint statement from Abe and the IOC, the World Health Organization had consulted with both parties on Tuesday. There will be a major financial hit for all parties involved. According to ESPN, the organizers of Tokyo 2020 estimate the cost to be roughly $12.6 billion, while other experts have put that figure closer to $25 billion. The delay will also impact the billions spent by sponsors and broadcasters. To me, Sean, I think that postponing the Olympics, if the world is ready to get back to it next year, this might actually be a boon for them in the long run, but I don't know.
What, there'll be pent-up Olympic fever?
I think that maybe there'll be more rallying around the Olympics after missing it for 1 year.
Yeah, I got you. Seeing it as more of a coming together, showing things are back to normal kind of vibe.
And if they tried to go ahead with it this year, you can't tell me there wouldn't have been a financial hit if they didn't have fans in attendance so many countries didn't show up. So I think this was the right move on behalf of Tokyo.
Just to be divisive here, do more people actually go attend Olympics or watch on the TV?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think obviously a whole lot more watch on TV.
But then all the athletes would be together. I mean, they already had the issues with the Olympic Village and the spreading of all kind of things there. So you're probably right. And it gives the Russians a whole other year to dope.
That's right. So a whole year to get it out of their systems. In NFL news, general managers have recommended that the NFL draft, which is still scheduled for April 23rd through the 25th, be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the league still plans to stick to its original schedule. With concern that there won't be enough time for player physicals, meetings, and other testing, the GM subcommittee voted 6-1 to approve this recommendation. Schefter reports that the league still has time to make a final decision, but the consensus among owners and the league office is for the draft to go on as scheduled. The Carolina Panthers released quarterback Cam Newton yesterday. As the former MVP continues to rehab from foot surgery, he had a physical in Atlanta on Monday that was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency. According to ESPN, Newton passed the physical and is healthy. The former Auburn quarterback posted to Instagram Tuesday saying he was, quote, free and hungry. Releasing Newton saves the Panthers $19.1 million in cap space. Before his release, Carolina signed former New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a 3-year, $63 million deal. They signed P.J. Walker out of the XFL on Monday and traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially introduced new quarterback Tom Brady in a conference call with reporters on Tuesday.
I possibly can, and I'm just excited to embrace this opportunity and see it for what it is.
Brady thanked head coach Bruce Arians, GM Jason Licht, and the Glazer family, who owns the team.
I obviously have a ton of trust and respect for Coach Arians, for what Jason and what he's done to build the team and organization as it is now. And, I'm thankful to the Glazer family to give me an opportunity.
And Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians said he is, of course, excited to have Brady on his team.
He makes everyone better that walks into that huddle, and really just excited to get started.
Brady won 6 Super Bowls in 20 years with the New England Patriots before signing a 2-year, $50 million deal with Tampa last week. In baseball news, New York Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard set to undergo Tommy John surgery this week. The right-hander has a torn UCL in his pitching elbow. The 28-year-old threw a career-high 197 2/3 innings last season, while his ERA was a career-worst 4.28. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
As you've reminded me earlier in the week, Tommy John surgery has nothing to do with underwear.
Not a thing to do with underwear. Right. But a lot of pitchers seem to like
Tommy John.
Okay, just keep it up to date.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest near Greelot. Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still on the scene of an accident off Dolphin Street, the exit ramp to northbound 65. We're looking good so far from Airport, Government, and Spring Hill. 65, a nice ride downtown from the tunnels and across the bayway to the Eastern Shore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they can help with their tinctures, vapables, smokable flower, and more. See them on Facebook and Instagram. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. And 652 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Morning. Speaking of Kane, he's been pushing it on the Twitter feed, as we will, that the folks at USA Children's and Women's Hospital need those N95 masks. Okay, so check your shop. Check your garage, you know, the drawer where you kept the stuff from the sanding project, or if you did some fiberglass work, and those masks, check if they're N95s, because there's, you know, different density in the filtering material there. I think, I don't know exactly how they grade it, but like an N80 is less than a N95 or higher is what they would need. Because I think it was Terry yesterday said, what about N99s? I believe that N99s would be useful as well. So check if you have those masks. You know, often you buy them in packs of 3 or 10 or more out there, and maybe you have it laying around in the shop. You get those and donate them to USA Children's and Women's Hospital, which is a fantastic place here in town. And like I said yesterday, I will continue to say, those folks, one of the groups on the front lines that are the heroes right now, have got to absolutely, number one, be our medical professionals, physicians, nurses, nurses' assistants, people cleaning in the facilities, everybody working at the hospitals right now. Y'all's work is God's work, and we appreciate it out there. And what we can do to help out all the folks in the medical field, let's do it. But specifically, USA Children's and Women's Hospital in need of those N95 masks. So if you find some, you can contact USA Children's and Women's Hospital. Heck, you call us here, and we'll get them to them. I mean, we'll take care of it if you need to do it that way. But we need those masks, and we need them as soon as you can find them.
And I believe, I'll have to check on this, I believe the mask has to be unused to this point. Has
correct.
To be new.
Yeah, yes. I should have said that.
And the number is there. You can call us, and we can give you the number to contact you with USA. But at usahealthsystem.com/contact, they have the numbers there for the Children's and Women's Hospital, the University Hospital, and Mitchell Cancer Institute. So you could probably call the Children and Women's or University Hospital, get through, ask them what you should do with these masks that you plan to donate.
Yeah, quite often they come in like the three packs and a blister pack, which I... it's a whole other world. I hate blister packs. But, you know, the blister pack, they'll have them there. And sometimes I've gotten them in, just when you get a bunch of them, in like a sleeve tube of plastic, you know, like a clear plastic wrapper on those. I don't know what happened to mine. I dug through everything in the shop, and we moved back in October, so I have stuff kind of everywhere, and I could not find mine. But if you you know, I mean, I've always had them in a drawer there where I had the sanding stuff. So if you've got those and they're new in box kind of deal, new in blister pack, make that donation, help out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the blister packs either. I think I've cut myself on those more than any other kind of package.
If we didn't have, right now, if we didn't have all the news we have to get to today, we would just go on a rant about blister packs. Hey, you were talking about sports earlier. It got me thinking about no basketball at public parks here in Mobile. Story from WPMI said the city put up signs and locked gates trying to stop crowds from forming at basketball courts, but people refused to stay away. At Michael Figures Park, people broke the gate to get into the court.
What?
Listen to this. Parks and Recreation Senior Director Shonda Smith said they've been cutting the locks, taking the signs down, and still getting in the gate anyway. Now the city's trying a new method. Since locking the gates didn't work, they're going to be removing the rims off the backboards, said Smith. So starting today, crews will be removing the rims off all basketball goals at city parks, and more steps may be taken to stop people from getting on the playground equipment. I would suggest we put, like, hyenas in there or something like that. You know, some kind of guard dogs. Tuesday, Mobile City Council put an exclamation point on the governor's order that prohibits crowds of more than 25 people by passing a resolution prohibiting gatherings like birthday parties at local parks. And that's a big deal. We live near Lavaretta Park. Mm-hmm. There's always a birthday party there. The city is also dismantling the lights at parks to prevent people from gathering at night.
Oh, wow.
Hey, City of Mobile, that doesn't stop them from gathering. But taking the rims down, will we see? Well, how dedicated to playing some hoops will people be? Will people bring a rim and put it back up?
Well, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, basketball started with, I think, a milk crate or some kind of crate basically nailed
to a basket. It was like a bushel basket that Naismith had. Yeah. So
I mean, it's called basketball.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. So will somebody take baskets out there and just nail them to the backboards?
See, now we'll be part of the problem.
I guess
now we're
so
encouraging the kids to do those things. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. On the way back, hour number two of Mobile Mornings. News is next.